Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. And I also hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving holiday and weekend. But let's get right back to business, dive into the news. What's on everyone's mind, I guess, or what's really hot in the news right now is this new, I don't want to call it a variant, as my good friend Ken McElroy calls it. It is the newest or the latest scariant. That's a better way to describe it, but that's what's in the news right now. So, of course, Joe Biden just came out and made his big announcement how they're going to tackle this problem. So let's dive into the article from CNBC. Biden says he will direct FDA, CDC to use fastest process available to clear new medicines targeting Omicron. However you pronounce that stupid name. I know they're getting them from some sort of Greek, you know, alpha, beta, delta type stuff. But, Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to get too fixated on the name. So the first thing that I want to point out is this just goes to show how these politicians and central planners want you to believe that they have all of really omnipotent power and control. So, you know, my big question here is that if Biden can actually do something, like, why was he not doing it before? Right? So, like, let's just think this through. So Biden's saying that he's going to come out and direct, give them a mandate. You better do what I'm telling you to do or else. You see, he likes to, in politicians in general, I'm not going to single him out. They're all just crazy sociopathic authoritarians. But these authoritarians, these central planners, they like to come out and make you seem like they're calling the shots. Like they're just going to demand that these agencies really get to business and let's stop monkeying around here. And like he has some sort of power as if the FDA or the CDC are now just working double time. Oh my gosh. Well, Joe Biden just told us that we need to use the fastest process available. Well, I guess we better bring in the troops. We better work double time here. We better work overtime. And if it wasn't for Joe Biden, we would have just kicked back and watched TV and just pretend that nothing's happening in the world. I mean, I just don't know who buys into this nonsense, really. But it's just more kind of dictator speak. And I'm not implying that Joe Biden is a dictator. I don't think he's got the wherewithal, the mental wherewithal to actually do that. But maybe the puppeteer is more the person that is trying to usurp the power and the control. But let's keep getting into it here. Joe Biden says he is directing federal agencies to be prepared to move as quickly as possible. Thank goodness, Joe. Thank goodness. Because if you weren't doing that, oh my gosh, they would have just taken their own sweet time, that's for sure. To approve additional medicines and boosters tailored to shield against the new Omicron scariant. So the first thing that I would say about this, a key point, is if the current medicine is that great, why do we need new versions of it for new scariants? Seems like a reasonable question to ask. Next key point, the current medicines are believed to provide at least some protection. And see, I like how the media always says this, not provide a 20% efficacy or a 30% or a 50% or an 80%, just some. Okay. That's like the Fed coming out saying, oh, we're going to do some QE. Okay, is that $5 of QE or is that $5 trillion? You see, they just throw this out there to try to push a narrative. And the reason I'm going over this, first and foremost, is inform you of the news, but also just to illustrate and highlight the point that this is all propaganda. And if you just actually think it through, just use a little teeny weensy bit of critical thinking, The fact that this is propaganda becomes blatantly obvious. So the protection from the heavily mutated, and this is another way. Okay, so what does that even mean? They say heavily mutated to make it sound scary. Well, can it not heavily mutate in a more positive direction? You know, okay, great. So it's heavily mutated. But does that mean that it's any worse or any dangerous? See, they can't come out and they don't have anything scary to say. So they can't come out and say that it's far more transmittable or far more dangerous in some way because they don't know. So the one thing they do know is, and that they have to emphasize, is that it's heavily mutated. And you can just see these editors in the mainstream media, when they get this story, they're just sifting through it, just trying to figure out how they can make it sound scary. Honestly, this is what they have to be doing. How would they come to this? Why wouldn't they just say the strain? They've got to insert those adjectives to make it sound scary, even though it could be far more mild. A new strain could be more mild than the flu. We don't know yet. And they'll admit that later on in the article, but they have to throw that out there to impose as much fear as possible. And here we go, more of the same that we saw in the title, but the president said his administration nevertheless is working with vaccine makers to develop, to develop contingency plans for new medicines or boosters if needed. So what exactly is the president and his administration do to help, or what are they doing to help Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson? Are they like, is Joe Biden sending over his assistant like to get them lunch so they can work through the lunch hour? Is Joe Biden going down there and, you know, working with the test tubes and trying to calculate the formulas to come up and helping them do some math really quick? What exactly are they, quote unquote, working on? Like, how are they working with them? What does that mean? Like, how are they helping them? Or are they, you know, making sure that they're wearing warm clothing? And I'm joking here a little bit, but I'm trying to illustrate the point. There's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. Let's just be realistic about it here. So the fact that they're saying or trying to make it claim as though they're, quote unquote, doing something, this is another way that you can tell that it's just pure propaganda. Joe Biden is trying to go out there to the American public and make it seem as though he's on the job and he's not going to let you down, and therefore vote for him and vote for all of my policies. He is just trying to brainwash and manipulate you. It's all that's going on here. The White House is also directing the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to use the fastest process available without cutting any corners to approve those potential medicines and get them on the market, said Biden. So here is something that no one really talks about that is in favor of, let's say, medicine mandates, your typical CNN viewer. Because your typical CNN viewer wants to argue that the government is, we need to have this overreaching government. We need to have central planning. We need to have all these things because if the free market just left to its own devices, it would just turn into these giant monopolies and our whole way of life would implode. And that's what they like you to believe. So my question to them is, typically this process that we're going through here that took, what, maybe 3 or 4 months as far as this approval process for a drug takes about 8 to 10 years. So if they can now do it without cutting any corners in 4 to 6 months, why was it taking 8 to 10 years? The only answer can be because of government bureaucracy and red tape. So I just think it's ironic that the same people that are sitting there saying that, oh, yep, we trust the government. We know, bravo to those pharmaceutical companies that they can crank these things out safely without cutting any corners in 4 to 6 months, without acknowledging the fact that government bureaucracy over the past however many decades has created this environment where we take a 4 to 6 month process and turn it into an 8 to 10 year process. How do they not acknowledge that? I digress. Let's stay on topic here. Biden's administration has struggled to contain the devastating, highly contagious, other scariant, which is now the most prevalent form of the cerveza sickness in the United States. Again, trying to brainwash the average Joe and Jane, the average CNN viewer, that the government should be in control of this, and that the government has the power and the ability to really micromanage anything if they're up to the task. So we just need to delegate all this power and authority to them. We need to forego more of our freedom and liberty and get the right people in there for the job, because as long as we give them enough power and control, as long as we make them a dictator where they don't have to bother with all of these rules and constraints on their authority, then they can just go in there and tackle the problem and get the job done, right? As if the government of all entities is efficient to the point where they could actually move the needle. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. On this note, I want to go to my Twitter feed really quick. So I think it's very important that we just really illustrate the fallacy in this line of thinking, in this form of propaganda. So earlier, I went and I tweeted the hospitalization rate and death rate for the state of Florida. Because, you know, we heard in the mainstream media that Florida was just acting irresponsibly. They were allowing their citizens to have way too much freedom and liberty. And this is going to come with just devastating results. And they should take this more seriously. They should go into lockdown. They should force their population to inject a foreign substance in their body, or they should force them to wear masks outside, or they should force kids 5 years old to inject a foreign substance into their body. And without doing that, they're just acting irresponsibly, and they're really going to pay the price. Because we know that these government mandates and restrictions, they really work. So my question here that I posed on Twitter is, anyone in favor of these mandates or restrictions, how do you explain these charts? Because when we look at the hospitalization rate, as an example, in Florida, we see it just absolutely plummet. How? The vaccination rate has not increased that much. Did they impose some sort of lockdown? Did they impose some sort of mask mandate? I mean, how on earth could this happen without the government getting involved? How could this happen without government mandates and restrictions? You see, and it goes back to what the administration and the mainstream media is trying to get you to believe, that the government can actually cause or affect change, that the government can actually control this, this cervasa sickness, if we just give them enough power and control, or power and authority. So then you say, okay, well, that's hospitalizations. Let's just go to deaths. Same exact thing. And people might say, oh, well, their vaccination rate went up. Yeah, it didn't go up. You know, it didn't triple. It didn't quadruple. It might have gone from 65% to 70 or something like that. There's just absolutely no way that you can explain this chart other than to acknowledge that, and what I wrote here, it's almost like the cervasa sickness is a highly complex virus that we really don't understand. And at the end of the day, it's going to do what it's going to do, regardless of government restrictions and distortions in the economy and mandates. So that would have to lead a logical person to come to the conclusion that these, when we do a proper cost benefit analysis, you're looking at a very small benefit and a massive, massive cost, not only for society today, but for your kids and your grandkids, with the lack of freedom they most likely will have as a result of governments moving in a direction that's highly authoritarian. But it really doesn't end there. So here's another CNBC article. And this is after weeks of decline. Now here they're talking about Florida. So this is the mainstream media. And so they're going to go to, you know, a doctor who's quote unquote approved. And we've got this Dr. Sanja Rasmussen. And this person is a professor in the Department of Pediatrics and Epidemiology at the University of Florida of Medicine. And she is saying, we came from a high spot, so we had our spike a little bit earlier. Okay. Then she noted that the cooler fall and winter temperatures in the typical tropic climate make it easier for Floridians to spend time outside, where the cervasa sickness doesn't spread as easily as it does indoors. Sounds reasonable. I think we're really starting to see some seasonality. Maybe not winter, spring, like we see with the flu, but more when people are more indoors versus outdoors, she said. In Florida, we are more indoors in the hot time of summer, and now we have the opportunity to be more indoors. So now let's just rewind here. What are they doing right now in Europe, as an example? Or what was the mainstream media suggesting that DeSantis do in Florida? Well, lock down. You got to lock down. That's the only responsible thing to do. And if you don't lock down, it's just you want to murder people, or you're just not paying attention to the science, because you're some alt-right crazy person. Okay, well, what are lockdowns going to do? You would think that would require more people to spend time indoors, not outdoors. Hence the term lockdown. Like, you can't leave your house. So what we're doing, and what the Biden administration, or let's just say these authoritarian governments around the world, is they're saying, we are going to combat this cervasa sickness by requiring people to do what will exacerbate the cervasa sickness. So again, it goes back to this analogy that I use all the time of the arsonist and the firefighter being one and the same. And after the arsonist lights the fire, what they're doing is they're saying they're taking a big barrel of gas and they're dumping it on the fire, trying to make you believe that that's going to make the fire go out. That's what we're dealing with here. And if you want some specific numbers, here's what the charts look like in Florida. You see this, we got cases. Let's go to, cases are the same, but let's just go to hospitalizations. There you go. And then the pushback you'll get there is, oh, well, you can't trust the Florida numbers. That DeSantis, he's cooking the books. What do you expect with Florida? Okay, fine. Go to Louisiana, go to any one of these southern states that the media was criticizing 2 or 3 months ago, saying that they weren't doing enough. They weren't locking people in a cage. They weren't forcing people to get masks. They're too stupid to come out with some sort of medicine mandate or some sort of medicine passport. You know, they weren't smart like the people in San Francisco and New York City, as an example. But they're criticizing them for how low the vaccination rate was. But then let's look at what their numbers did. Exact same thing as Florida. And you can go onto the website and just do your own research. Just go to Georgia, go to Louisiana, go to Alabama, same thing. And so again, you go right back to this conclusion that these politicians and these authoritarians, these central planners, they know damn well that they can't control this thing. They know damn well that their mandates and their restrictions won't move the needle at all. So why do they continue to do them? If we know it's not about health, what's it about? Well, you've just got a few options: power, control, obedience, and profits to big pharma, or all of the above. That's really what you're left with. So that's the news on the Omicron scariant and what the administration is planning to do about it. And you can be rest assured that their approach will mean that you are giving up more of your freedom and liberty, and they are usurping more power and control. And that the benefit will be negligible, and these charts will continue to have no correlation whatsoever with restrictions, but the government will continue to claim in the future that they need more and more of these restrictions if the whatever metric they use continues to go up or in a way that's deemed inappropriate by the mainstream media. That's really the bottom line. We'll see you on the next video.